Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
Another yarn here. We have Mia from Japes coming all the way from Nam, Melbourne. Morena, Mia.
Morena.
How you doing?
Very good.
Nice. Now, Japes, is that in reference to the word Jape?
Yeah, it is. It's like, I came up with the name when I was like maybe like 16 or something. It was when I was reading the Game of Thrones books, and Tyrion Lannister uses that word a lot in the books, and I just think it's like, I just always really liked it. Like a joke, but it's not necessarily a joke, it's kind of just like an evil thing, or like
it's kind of like an evil prank,
a trick or something, I don't know.
Yeah,
but anyway, it's just a word that I really like that stuck with me for ages.
See, I never heard of the actual word Jape, but my at the bar I work at, one of our old staff members used to have a vape that had like a denim pattern on it, so we used to call it the Jape, because like a jean vape. So that's how I've had word association with your band.
So that's really good. I'm going to start telling people that, because sometimes when I tell people my artist name, they're like, are you saying James? And I'm like, no, Jape. And then, but maybe I'm like, yeah, it's like a denim vape. And then
yeah, maybe that's it's a Jape. So we're talking about your new EP, Omen, which has just been released quite recently, if I'm not mistaken. What kind of omens are we talking about on this upcoming EP, on this recent EP?
It's kind of hard to... I use the word omen. So the second song on the EP is called Omen, which is a song that is about a very intense breakup that I went through, where I was being like lied to a lot by the person. And so I sort of was taking this idea of like all of these little signs that had added up to this person like not being who I thought they were. And so that was kind of the idea of that song. And then I was trying to find the name for the EP. But the more I thought about the word omen, the more I thought it sort of reflected it, because it like reflects this feeling of like that something really bad is going to happen, and or that something like is wrong. Because a lot of the EP is about like some quite dark times in my life, but then it also kind of reflects, like it can also be good. So it can also be like, like a good thing is coming, or like the end is coming. So yeah, I kind of thought that reflected the like darkness and the intense stuff of the EP, but also like the bits of positivity that are sort of more towards the end of it.
I think the album cover does a great job of showing off the vibes here. We've got like what seems to be a nun with a three-headed dog, and she's kind of shepherding the dog through a forest, and the dog is sleepy because it's a good boy. And there's a moon, there's a crescent moon as well. It's a very, very cool album cover. I think that gives a good representation of the sound.
Yeah, that was done by Otis, Otis Rayner, who is a very dear friend of mine. We've been we were living together last year. And I sort of just explained to him what I thought the EP was about, in a way. And it was sort of like, I knew I wanted the cover to be like something fantasy and about like some sort of like figure on a quest, and so that was like his drawing of it.
Awesome. Yeah, it works very well. I just one last thing on the omens thing. The only like association I've had with omens is Harry Potter 3, when they go to the omen class. Do you remember that?
True.
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but...
Oh, the black dog is like a real dark omen, and that was Sirius Black, because he can transform into a dark dog. Anyway, I don't want to talk about Harry Potter too much, because J.K. Rowling sucks. Now, you've said previously that the Ponicky music scene has left a huge impression on your new work, Omen. What is it about the scene there that's partially fueled the creative energy here, and who are some of the members of that scene who have really influenced Omen?
I think there's just so much, like, there's so much different stuff going on in Ponicky, and everyone's just, like, really supportive of what everyone does. I feel like there's so many different forms of, like, indie, and then there's all, like, the jazz stuff going on, and there's, like, some really cool, like, experimental, like, kind of more electronic stuff coming through. And it's just always felt like, especially like in the last couple years, I've really noticed like just how like accepting and how safe like I've been feeling at gigs, and how like there's just a really amazing, like, some artists, like, oh, to name a few, like, Vera Allen's a huge inspiration of mine, like Rachel Andy, Ludus, who's a DJ and producer, and like there's these amazing, like, a few people who are like just creating the most incredible music, and also like are so supportive of other people and are really just like uplifting, which is giving like a lot of like younger musicians more confidence to like just get out there and do whatever they want. Yeah, and just like I was really lucky to have a wonderful group of friends that I was like in bands with and creating with, and yeah, I don't know, I just think there's some really wonderful stuff happening there at the moment, and it's all, yeah, very like accepting, and there's lots of different kinds of people creating, and yeah. I
was in Wellington over the summer for an internship, and I definitely got that vibe. Being a Dunedin music supremacist and then coming to Wellington, I was like, okay, they got some good stuff here. They got some good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like rocking Dunedin until the day I die. but I saw that you've recently moved to Nam, Melbourne. What inspired the move, and how familiar are you with the, were you and slash are you with the Melbourne artist scene, the music scene?
So I just moved here because it was just time. I'd lived in Wellington for about 7 years and I wanted to have a change. And knew a lot of people that lived here. Like, literally half the population of Whanganui live in Melbourne. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Run into people all the time. But I didn't know heaps about the music scene. There were, like, some bands that I really liked that were from here. And I knew that there was lots of DJs. And I can confirm there was lots of DJs. But there's been, yeah, my impression so far is that there's heaps of really good punk and like rock, and then there's a lot of really good electronic stuff. There's not so much of that like in between, like indie stuff with like interesting production and things, but there's been some really cool DIY gigs. That's the thing that I've loved the most here, I think, because there's such a big like oversaturation of venues, because there's lots and lots of venues here. People are sort of taking it into their own hands. Like, I went to a gig that was a bunch of four different like artists, and they were performing, and then they had dancers like improvising to each set, which was really cool. And yeah, just like in some warehouses and people's sheds and stuff, which has been cool.
Very cool. Very, very sick. I've heard good things about the scene over there. I want to touch on the track Doom, which features these very in and out guitar synth tones, guitars and synth tones, sorry, with some incredible spooky distorted warbling sounds around the 115 mark. It sounds like there's some really terrifying screeching noises, like a horrible digital vulture. I'm wondering what made that noise.
That was Bevan. So I had sent him the demo for Doom.
Yeah.
And it had the like the guitar pattern in it, which I just put like a random array of like shitty reverb and overdrive on. And then I sent it to Bevan, and then he made it sound like that. And it was crazy.
That's terrifying. Bevan sounds like a unassuming, because it's such an unassuming name. I never think that such a horrifying sound could like come from a Bevan.
Yeah.
crack up. The EP is much more guitar based than your 2021 EP Junk, which is much more glitchy and more electronic-y and a little bit house inspired. From what I've listened to, given that there's 3 years in between Omen and Junk, it's not as though it was an overnight change. But I'm curious as to why you felt like investigating a totally new sound here on Omen.
Yeah, it was sort of just. I guess it was just a lot of what I was listening to. I think I've always loved like guitar music, like all forms of guitar music. Like, I love like folk songs and Indian like rock music, and I think I just had slipped into listening to a lot more like big guitar music, and that had just influenced everything. And I think just at the root of it, like, I've always just written songs on guitar, and that's sort of how I've made music, and I love making electronic music as well. But I think because with the Japes project, I guess it's all quite like personal stuff, and so it feels more right to have it like with more instruments and real things to like base it in the real world a bit more.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah. Sure. I don't know. I just sort of happened.
I think that's totally ironic, because the vibes in here feels like someone who's being overstimulated or overcome with a lot of burdens, and the burdens are quite ethereal. With the last song, Remember, Forget, being a very weary, dark and ambient send-off for the project. Do you think that your next work under the Japes moniker will continue in this direction, or do you think that separation from Aotearoa will produce something same but different?
Yeah, I think it will definitely change, because I am so influenced by like what I'm, like the gigs I'm going to and what I'm listening to and stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like it probably will continue more in the like songwritery direction, but I don't know yet. I have actually started making music again, which has been good, which just really needed to finish the EP and get out the world. But yeah, I think there's an artist called Astrid Sony, which I've been listening to heaps, and she makes these like songs but with strange arrangements and like really simple parts, but they're like really well thought out sounds that are like synthesized, or like she uses a lot of like violin and stuff, because I think she's a violinist as well. And I'm like, that would be cool, like stuff like that, but I don't know, we'll see.
I just got two. I won't hold you up too much longer this morning, but I've got two more questions. Firstly, will your next project use a four-letter word title, and will there be a NZ tour for Omen?
Will my next project? No, hopefully not. I'm really bad at naming stuff. Usually, most of the songs are named like because that's what the file was called when I started making it, and then I just started calling it that, and then I didn't change it, so I was like, oh fuck, I just have to call it that. And hopefully, I'm actually trying to figure out that at the moment. I don't know, should I come to Dunedin? Would that be cool?
For sure. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to, and it'll just depend on whether I can make that work, but I am definitely thinking about it.
Cool. Well, hopefully we can see you down here before the year ends.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. It was great chatting.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been so wonderful to be on the show.
No worries. Hope you have a great afternoon, that Melbourne isn't frigid weather-wise, because Auteport is a bit frigid. It's a bit iffy today. It's not great.
Yeah. Oh, well, stay strong in the winter weather, guys.
Will do. All right, you take care.
Ka kite.
That was Mia from Japes chatting about their new EP, Omen, which you can find all over the interwebs, which I think is a series of tubes. It's 10:46 here on the Breakfast Show on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. We are going to play Japes' track, Omen, from their EP, Omen. And then we have a little news segment for y'all called In The Loop, which you're all very familiar with. I'll see you all for that very shortly. Here's Japes with Omen. Love you lots. Bye, folks.
Who watched the old fears unregulate?
Thank you for listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.